everyone, and welcome back to the 1 Minute Writing Tip Podcast. Today is another episode featuring a author guest, Mary E. Knippel. Mary is a book mentor, international speaker, and workshop facilitator who mentors women to craft their transformational stories into a book, to grow their business, and to leave a legacy of their life's wisdom. Drawing on her 35 years of experience as a journalist, she has developed a knack for helping you get the expertise out of your head and onto the page. She is currently looking for authors for the collaboration book series, In Her Own Words. The world is waiting for your story. Mary, thank you so much for joining me. It's such an honor to have you.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. I'm always happy to talk about words and how to get the stories that are meant to be told out there in the world so that they can benefit everyone.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely. And I so believe that too, because, you know, words have such power, and we see that throughout history. That's how we've been able to learn so much of what we know, is through the power of words. So please do start us off by sharing a little bit about your background and your expertise and how you got here, where you are.
I have been keeping a journal since I was 11, you know, hiding it from my brother when the only thing that I was really writing about was who was cute on TV last night. But, you know, it was my story and I wasn't going to share it with him yet. And it just evolved into being a journalist and doing these profiles and asking the questions to help who I was interviewing, you know, really look at their lives and just like having them say, nobody's asked me that before, or I've never talked about that before. I always loved it when they responded that way, because that meant we were getting to really something that wasn't well known about them. And so we could reveal another aspect of who they are, both to themselves and to the world at large. So I have just been eating that up, in that it feeds me and it feeds who I'm in front of to ask the question to help them reveal who they are.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, that's beautiful. And you're right. Asking the right questions can be so powerful. And a lot of times you need that other person to give you those questions and really help you to think through and kind of inspire that thought process that brings up those things that you wouldn't just think of on your own. So it sounds like that's quite an amazing and empowering process for you and also for the people that you're interviewing.
Yeah, because they just need that spark, that little, I want to be curious about this part of me and what's next to share with the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And just exploring that can be so powerful as well. So talk to me about journaling in more detail and why you believe that it's a healing tool that's available to everyone.
When you think about it, you know, we all have the ability to write, that it's not something that we need to go study with a guru, that we need expensive equipment. We can pick up a journal and a plain pen. And what I usually suggest is that you set the timer for 5 minutes and you just let the words come. Don't think about if you spelled it right, if you have the right punctuation. Just let what's in your head get onto the page. And that actually makes more room for more stories for you to be telling. And it can reveal to you the answers to things that you've been worried about and questions that you really need to define. How am I going to find a solution for this? Just dreaming up the next project that you want to work on or adventure you want to have, and just having conversations on paper with yourself. And I firmly believe that when you do this at least 5 minutes every day, that you open yourself up to so much more, so many more possibilities, and revealing about yourself and about what you want to do in the world. And this, so journaling is the basis for how I have wrestled with a lot of things, including my 3 breast cancer experiences. And that's I lifted journal entries from my journals to create my book, The Secret Artist, Give Yourself Permission to Let Your Creativity Shine, which talks about my experience, but also how I used writing as an integral part of how I came through those experiences and made me who I am now.
Wow. And that's amazing that you've gone through that. And I can just hear from the way that you're sharing your story, the way that's impacted your life. And I can only imagine for like your friends and loved ones that have seen you, that's such a beautiful testament for them as well on how to navigate through those challenges. So thank you for sharing, because I absolutely agree with you. I think it's important for people to be vulnerable and honest with themselves and really explore those things and let yourself have that time and space to really process, right? And work through those challenges and get through those mental and emotional struggles, which you can do by putting them on the page, right?
Yes, it's a way of self-care. And whether or not you're going to share those words, it's a process that really makes a difference to you to acknowledge that this is my reality and I'm putting it here on the page. It doesn't have to go farther than the page, but you acknowledging I am here because I have been through this. I've found a way to cope and I am going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I completely agree with you. And that can be such a great and beneficial thing as you're navigating life's challenges, whatever that looks like for each individual person, because, you know, we all go through those deep challenges. So on that same line of thinking and that topic of those challenges and going through these hard things, so many writers, because of those challenges and those difficulties that they've been through, they have this dream, right, of writing or of sharing their story or whatever that looks like. But they're often paralyzed by fears and doubts around that process and actually getting their work out there and what people are going to think and all of those negative thought patterns around pursuing that. So what would you say for our listeners for how writers can put aside those fears and really move past that and still be able to share their story with the world?
Well, I like to quote something from one of my mentors, Maya Angelou. You know, she was prolific and won awards and had all kinds of, she excelled in all kinds of genres. And she would sit down with her legal pad, her yellow legal pad and her pen, and would be gripped with this question, I'm gonna start another project. Are they gonna find out that I'm a fraud? Are they going to find out that I really don't know what I'm doing? And then she would start to write and keep writing. And when I think about that quote, I always go, oh, we're in really good company when we think they're going to find out I'm a fraud. I really don't know what I'm doing. And then we keep writing. So that's one thing that I want to remind people, that other writers, that we're in good company when we get that inner critic that tries to stop us and then we keep going. And also, you play a little trick. You say, okay, I recognize my inner critic is here. You want to be telling me that this is a waste of time. Who wants to hear from you? Why do you think that you have something somebody wants to hear? So I'm going to give you another job. You go take this laundry list of errands that I want you to run around the neighborhood and go to the other side of the city and get out of my space right now. I have this block of time that I can sit down and write this article or write this part of the chapter or get this blog series off and running. And while your inner critic is otherwise engaged, you proceed to write. You don't let that get in your way. And you'd get the download from sir, however you describe your muse. You keep your pen moving across the page. Because our job is to show up on the page and try and separate from who is the world at large that is eventually going to be reading this. Because not everybody is going to love what we do. First and foremost, we have to be the reader that gets engaged by what we're writing. And so that means we have to show up on the page. So think, remember that you're in good company of having an inner critic. and then give the inner critic another job so you can sit down and do yours.
Oh, wow. I love that. And that's a great way to shift the perspective and just have fun with it and to put it in a different light so that it's kind of like when you're a child, you know, and you have the shadows and you feel like they're monsters, but then you make a game out of it, or you turn the light on and it's like, oh, it's just the tree outside or whatever that is. And so it puts those fears into perspective so that you can then move forward and just do what you need to do. Right. And so I love that. Thank you for sharing. That's definitely some excellent insight, you know, for people that are struggling with that battle, which I think every writer does to some degree, you know, and ultimately what makes the difference is that defining moment where you kind of like face that fear and finally do something about it, you know? So.
Yeah. And it comes down to it's your story. You're the only one that can tell it from your perspective. Mm-hmm. And if you don't share your story from your perspective, the person that you are designed to impact won't have the life that they're designed to have, because they won't have that piece of their story that you are here to share. Mm. I firmly believe that.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you 100%, because sometimes the way that you say something will click, right? Even if they've heard it a million times before, for some reason, the way you said it is finally makes the difference.
It lands. It finally lands.
Yep. And so you have to get it out there, right? So that you can make that impact. So I 100% agree. So in that same way, you know, as people are pursuing this, okay, so they're facing their fears and they're actually writing, how can they continue to stay motivated to accomplish their big goals as an author?
Well, that goes back to the keeping a journal 5 minutes a day, showing up on the page, giving yourself timelines and deadlines and breaking big projects up into smaller pieces so that you're not so overwhelmed. I'm going to write a whole book. Oh, I could never do that. That's why it shuts down so many people, that it's too big. It's too daunting. And the truth is, we eventually ask for help when we're writing a book. It's something that we want to have editors, you know, look another set of eyes. We might not be the graphic artist, so we want a cover that pops. So we'll go out there and ask for help. So think about your expertise is the story, the goal that you're going to put between these pages. And so keeping it all in perspective, just like if I'm consistently showing up on the page, I will accomplish this big goal of eventually having the book. And you can blog a book, you can write it in short pieces and have it out there in the world, developing, gaining your audience while you're writing. I mean, there are ways to be writing while the big project, while you're exposing your nuggets to your audience at the same time. So always think about, I'm consistently showing up on the page. That's what you want to do, and that you stay engaged with the material that you're sharing, so that your readers can be, you know, hungry for more from you because you're so excited about what you're writing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you said about that connection and putting that out there and continue to grow people's awareness of what you're doing, because having other people involved, like a whole team, definitely makes that much of a difference, as opposed to feeling like you're all alone in your little corner. You know, it kind of puts the pressure on, right? That, you know, just to, oh, I have people I have to actually get this out for, right? So that makes a big difference.
And then you're not in a bubble, you know, putting your head down and I'm going to write this and then I'm going to come out, ta-da! Right. I'll have millions of followers. No.
right.
They have to know that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And unfortunately, that is kind of a stigma, right? Where people think that that's the case, that you just kind of go into a cave, you know, and then all of a sudden you have a best-selling book and it's like, wait, hold on. There's like a whole thing in between, you know? So yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I love that. So in your intro, I mentioned that you have this upcoming collaboration. So
in her own words.
Yes. Will you share a little bit more about that for the listeners?
So collaboration books means that it's a collection of authors that we are all authors of the book. We contribute a chapter so that we're not writing the whole book ourselves. And the women in it are telling transformational stories. It's something that has impacted them to such degree that it totally changed the trajectory of who they are and what they're doing in the world. And we all have many transformational stories. And so it's a matter of which one are we sharing at this particular time. And right now we're in the editing process, excuse me, of finding the final process of the stories that are going to be shared. If somebody is ready, I'd love to talk to them. Otherwise, this is a series. So I'm always looking for the women who are ready to tell their transformational story. And as a mentor, I'm here to hold your hand and help you get it out of your head and onto the page.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times people need that, right? They need that coaching and that guidance. And like you said in the very beginning, those questions that really help that bring out the story and help you dig deeper and think about those different perspectives. So I love that. So if someone's listening and they're thinking, oh, I'd love to be a part of something like that. I'd love to share my story and be involved in this collaboration. How can they learn more about you and your business and ultimately connect with you?
Well, the website is yourwritingmentor.com. They can email me, Mary, at yourwritingmentor.com and put in the subject line in her own words. And we'll connect to see if this is something that they want to be involved in right now, or they want to learn more about it as time goes on for the series. I do have a free gift for those who say, I don't know where to start and I don't know how to keep going. And so it's 3stepstonewauthorsuccess.com/freebie. And they can get this little ebook that I talk about. So some of the things that I talked about here was, you know, who wants your story to really think like a journalist, that the who, what, when, where, why, how, and the heart. You know, the heart is really the question of how am I here to impact the world, and what is the story that is mine alone to share?
Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that. So for all of my listeners, if you want to share your life story among other amazing women and their powerful stories in this collaboration style book, Mary E. Knippel is your new contact. I will include all of her details and everything that she just shared in the description as well for you guys. So Mary, thank you again so much for joining me. It was so great to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
And for all my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a review wherever you're listening from, and I'll see you next time.